Yeah, it's a tinderbox.
So it's clear, this crisis, it's about way more than a delayed EU membership. It's a clash of visions
Yeah.
for Georgia's future, both internally and on the world stage. A nation trying to figure out who they are, where they belong.
A struggle for identity at the heart of it all. And we got to remember, right? This isn't some abstract game, this geopolitics stuff. Real people are caught in the middle.
Yeah, good point. We've been talking big picture, geopolitics, history. But what about the average person in Tbilisi
Yeah.
on the street? How are they living through this?
Well, for a lot of Georgians, this whole thing, it's brought a lot of uncertainty, anxiety.
Makes sense.
The protests, they've been mostly peaceful, but they've still disrupted things. Daily life, businesses are hurting, and there's this tension. You can feel it in the air.
Heavy atmosphere.
Yeah. And our sources even talk about families divided over the
Yeah.
protests, some backing the government, others siding with the opposition.
So it's causing real rifts.
It is. Deep ones. And along with that uncertainty, there's this disillusionment. A lot of Georgians, especially the younger generation, they feel like no one's listening, like the system's rigged.
They feel cheated.
Yeah. Remember, these are people who grew up with this promise of a European future, and now it feels like it's slipping away.
So what are the protesters actually asking for? What would it take to get them off the streets, bring some stability back?